right, guys, it's time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: all of the children look like me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 29-year-old married black male, and I got married and started a family when I was only 21 years old. I am 6'4", and I was a star football player in college. My wife and I were young, and by age 26, we had 3 children. Her mom was a big help. She helped us get an apartment, and she babysit for us. My wife's 18-year-old sister was a big help, too. 4 years ago, I was home alone watching porn and pleasuring myself. My wife's mom barged in on me without knocking. She saw what was going on, and she joined me and took matters into her own hands. We had sex a lot after that, and she showed me how to make love. I was also sleeping with my wife's sister, and she's a lot more wild in bed than my wife. She started it one day when I was making a bottle for the baby. She got on the floor in front of me, and I could not move. Now my sister-in-law has 2 boys that look like me.
Uh-oh. What?
I have five children, and no one in my wife's family has said a word about them looking like me, yet. Okay? I wonder if my wife even knows what's going on. Recently, my mother-in-law met a man, and she cut me off. She used to pay me for sex, so I'm going to miss that money. I think it's time to end the affair with my sister-in-law, too. I don't want any more children, and these sisters are very fertile. But my real problem is the big Thanksgiving dinner for the family that my mother-in-law is planning. My wife's grandparents have a lot of money and status, and they've never accepted me in the family. I'm sure they will notice that all of the mixed children look like me. Should I go celebrate Thanksgiving with my own family this year? Okay, there are a lot of hidden clues in this letter. You see that, right? I'm a 29-year-old married black male. I got married and started a family when I was young. I'm a star football player. I was in college. I'm 6'4". Yeah, I was. Yeah. 2 of the boys look like me. Those are all clues. Should I celebrate Thanksgiving with my own family this year? But I got to say, this one right here, this letter, it moves all the way up the ladder on the craziest of all strawberry letters for me. This is it. This young man is sleeping with 3 family members at the same time, his wife, his mother-in-law, and his sister-in-law. And now this young man has children by the sister-in-law. What is going on here? Just because they come after you, you could say no. You are married into the same family you're sleeping with everybody in. I don't just blame you, though. I blame the mom. I blame the sister, too. You guys use no protection, so the family lineage is all messed up. Brothers and sisters are each other's cousins and aunts and uncles to you and your children.
God.
You're your children's father, and they're your nieces and nephews, too. I mean, see how crazy that sounds when you say it out loud. You all just need help. You all need a lesson in right and wrong, and I pray the kids will be all right and never find out what's going on with the grown folks in this family. This is just crazy and nasty. And yes, maybe you do need to go spend time with your own family, but who is that? Don't sleep with them if you do. That's all I got to say. Tommy.
All right. I know a good white folk story when I hear one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I know a good white folk story when I hear one. You black, 6'4", played football. You was quarterback in college. Got that part. Now, you got what? You got 3 kids by, let's say, Amy. And you and Amy got 3 kids. That's white woman. You got 3 kids by Amy. Okay. Now, here go what killed me. Her mama, Blanche, bust up in the dough. Okay? Blanche done busted up in the dough. Now, Blanche bust up in the dough. This is where I know it was white folks too. Blanche bust in the dough and join you. Don't no black mom-in-laws do that. Black mom-in-law is gonna stop your little nasty behind what you're doing and gonna get you straight. You're not gonna do this up in this house act like this here. All right, we already know that's Blanche busted up in this dough. Not Blanche paying you for whatever y'all do. Black mom-in-laws don't do that. They not finna pay you. They getting paid for babysitting. That's what black mother-in-laws do. Okay? They want their paper for taking care of these kids. So now you're messing with Blanche. You and Amy got 3 kids. Then Jill. Here comes Jill. Jill comes in and gets on the flow, and for some reason, oh, she just had to. It's just on and popping. Now you got 2 kids by the baby sister, Jill. All right? So now you got 5 kids. You ain't go pro in football, but you done made your whole damn basketball team. You got 5 kids now. And now you got all these beautiful children. I'm going to say that. All right? But here come the grandparents. All right? They ain't never liked your black behind no doggone way. They never did like you. But everybody thought you was going to go pro, dog. You didn't. So now you a big turnoff. Now everybody coming to Thanksgiving. And now you got the nerve to say, what am I supposed to do? Is somebody going to realize what's going on? Surely these folks know that these kids all is the same from you. That makes no sense to me. We ain't seen no boyfriend from Jill, the little baby sister. We ain't seen, she ain't got ain't nobody been coming over there to hollering at her. It's you. Blanche, no, it's you. Blanche been left you. Blanche been got through with you. So now it's Thanksgiving. And you trying to ask us, should you take your butt home or hang it? Why is you going home? You got 5 kids right here you got to deal with.
All
these
hang
babies
on.
Is yours.
We'll have part 2 of today's Strawberry Letter coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject, all of the children look like me. We'll hear from Junior right after this.
You better eat that casserole they got over there, them green bean casserole. That's what you better do.
All right, guys, we got to recap today's Strawberry Letter, which has moved up on my list as the craziest Strawberry Letter we've ever received, okay? This is from a 29-year-old married black male. He got married, started a family when he was just 21 years old. He's 6'4". He was a star football player in college. That's vital information right there. He and his wife were young. By age 26, they had 3 children. So he's in the house. Her mom is a big help. She helped them get an apartment. She babysat for them, all of that. His wife has an 18-year-old, Tommy called her Blanche. His wife has an 18-year-old sister. The sister was a big help, too. 4 years ago, he was just at home just watching porn and pleasuring himself like I guess everybody does when the mom busted in. She started sleeping with the husband.
Does.
Yeah, I mean, right, he said it like it's such a normal occurrence, you know. So the mom busted in. The mom started having sex with him. His wife's mother, his mother-in-law, started having sex with him. She used to pay him for sex. Then the sister-in-law started having sex with him. He has 2 kids by the sister-in-law that look just like him. So his dilemma is, and by the way, the mother-in-law met a man and she cut him off. So his dilemma is now, should he spend Thanksgiving with his family? Because sooner or later, somebody's going to know that these mixed children look like him. All right. So he wants to know, should he go celebrate Thanksgiving with his own family this year? Junior?
This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. This is not something I'm familiar with. I'm crazy. I don't know how to even start this, but let me just say this though. Okay. Where is he from and when they having Thanksgiving? What time they start? 2:00? Because I want to go.
Watch.
And the reason why I want to go is I want to be in the circle when the family holding hands and we got to pray, because this prayer going to be long. Because I know this too much, and this whoever lead, we got to find out where everybody at. We got the kids in here, we got the sister, we got the mama. Yeah. The prayer probably going to go something like this. Lord, we thank you. We're Sharon. Sharon, God, you have been so good to us. Mama, you know, Lord, you have been so good to us and you have kept this family. Sis, where's sis? Sissy? This prayer going to be so long. I want to thank Lord for keeping us all together. Tanky, because I wanted the kids. Tanky. Lord, you have blessed. This prayer gonna be forever. Lord, we have served you for another year. Charles, is little Charles here? Because all these kids looking like you. Who does this?
I don't know.
This is gonna be the longest Thanksgiving prayer known to man. Because all the kids look like you. Everybody see you.
What is
everybody
happening?
Know what you in.
Yeah.
How in the world did you let this up? So, me tell me, you can actually do this. You can pull off mom, your wife, and her sister. You pull that off.
He said he did. 29-year-old black
your
man.
No child support. 6'4". Just keep it in the family. You ain't got to go to court. Just keep it in the family. You ain't got to go to court. Everything is right there.
So
nobody I've ever heard do this. How is this going to happen? And you talking about having Thanksgiving. Should I go for Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
It's too many people.
I don't know no attractive mother-in-laws that I want to just never mind.
No, you well, right, Tommy, because that's the truth. It's not.
There are plenty of cute mother-in-laws. You don't think so?
Not while we watching porn. No, I don't know nothing like that.
This is where I have to jump out. I have a mother-in-law. I have to stop now. I didn't have one before. I got one now.
That's your me time.
I mean, you can't watch nothing by yourself. People just busting up in it.
Wow. But at least she stopped when she got her own self man. At least you could say that about her. But she used to pay him.
What is this?
This is crazy.
Some dignity? What is that?
That don't fix it, Shirley. You sleep with me to be with Mr. Williams and... It don't work like that.
Yeah. This is just crazy.
He don't have no kids with the mother-in-law, so he can lie about that.
Right.
And Shirley, how old was he? Was he 29?
Yeah, he's 29 now. 6'4", former football player. So he got body, yaddy, yaddy. 6'4".
He wasn't good at football.
Yeah. But, I mean, you just can't say no. I mean, I don't understand this.
Your mother-in-law.
No. Your sister-in-law. And your wife. Sister-in-law? Yeah. People cheat outside the family, but right inside the family.
No protection.
That's the thing I'm going to call it. The non-protection. On a serious note, the non-protection, that's just straight stupid.
No, that's horrible.
Trifling.
But still, you're with your sister-in-law and your mother-in-law. This is crazy. All right. Leave your comments on today. I'm sure we'll have a lot of them on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.